94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of this city. I'm Juan Castillo, and this is the Electric Drum. Now, on the line, I have with me this morning Dr. Doug Bruce from the Hill Health Center. Today, we'll be discussing hepatitis C. How you doing, Doc?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for calling in, Doc. Now, this month has been designated as Hepatitis C National Testing Month. And also on May 19th, we're going to have the National Hepatitis C Testing Day. Now, there's been a lot of information and also a lot of communication through the press and on television about hepatitis C. Tell us all about hepatitis C, Doc.
So first of all, hep C is treatable, so that's exciting. But hep C is something, like you said, that's getting a lot of press. And it is a viral infection. Most people in the United States got the virus from needles or blood transfusions. And so a lot of people actually got it during the baby boomer years. So the CDC actually recommends that all baby boomers get tested for hepatitis C. And we encourage everybody who may have a risk factor, who may have gotten a tattoo that may or may not have been, you know, with sterile equipment, people who got blood transfusions in the early 90s and before, or who may have injected drugs or used using equipment with other people. So we encourage everybody who may be in that age group or that risk factor group to come in and get tested for hepatitis C.
Now, the Hill Health Center does hepatitis C testing in your facility, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we absolutely test people for hepatitis C, and we have a large treatment program to help people get cured.
So now on May 19th, that is National Hepatitis C Day, where people are encouraged to, in fact, come out and get tested. But you guys do testing all year round.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to encourage everybody to get out and get tested.
Now, tell us about the new drugs and the new treatments based on research that is now helping hepatitis C patients actually get cured, specifically the drug Harvoni. Talk about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the hepatitis C treatment's gone a long way. So even, you know, 15 years ago or so, we would have to use medications that would make people feel really rotten. And so some folks who are listening may have heard about the older hepatitis C treatments with interferon that made people feel pretty rotten and had a lot of side effects. The new medications are much more effective, easier to take. You don't have to take it for as long, and they work a lot better. So Harvoni is one of those. There are a bunch of medications actually that are available now, and they can cure most forms of hepatitis in, on average, about 12 weeks. And they have really high cure rates. And so it's really exciting that we can go from 15 years ago, when people had less than a 50-50 chance of cure, to now people got over, you know, an 85% chance of cure, which is pretty exciting.
So, Doc, hepatitis C is a virus that attacks the liver. And some of the symptoms that are associated with what the virus does are not easily detected. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely right. So yeah, so hep C, right, it's, and just so your reader or your listeners are aware, hep C is a global thing, right? So we estimate there are about over 70 million people in the world that have hepatitis C. In the United States, about 3 million people. And there are almost 400,000 people that die every year in the world from hepatitis C. It's usually from cirrhosis, which is where the liver gets lots and lots of scars from the hepatitis, or from liver cancer, which can be caused by hepatitis. And so most people, you know, when they think of hepatitis, they think, oh gosh, you know, you get really sick, your skin turns yellow, your eyes turn yellow, you're throwing up, you're sick, and that's hepatitis. And there are forms of hepatitis, hepatitis A, B, and E, that do that. But hepatitis C, for most people, when people get infected, they feel like they have a little bit of a virus, but usually they're completely asymptomatic, and it's very rarely associated with any kind of life-threatening event. About 15 to, you know, maybe 40% or so who are infected with hep C will clear it on their own with no treatment in 6 months. But a fair number of people, depending on the cohort, you know, that's 55 to 85% of people, develop chronic infection. And those are the folks that will really not even know that they're infected. They go through their daily lives and they're not going to say, well, gosh, my stomach hurts or my skin's changed color or anything strange has happened to me. They're not going to know. And that's one of the big reasons that we want to get people tested. And that's a big reason why the health center and other health centers like ours routinely test people who are new to treatment, who are just coming in. We're going to test them because treatment is available and very effective.
So what is the test?
So it's a blood test. Super simple. There are two tests that the doctor looks at. The first test is an antibody test. And that's like if your body's ever seen it. So the way I explain this to patients is I'll say, your hepatitis antibody test is kind of like if I ask you, have you ever been to a baseball game? And you say, yeah, I've been to a baseball game. All right. Are you at the baseball game right now? No, I'm not at the baseball game right now. I'm here in the doctor's office talking to you. So the way to think about that is that antibody test is, have you ever been to the game? So that means your body may have at once seen the hepatitis C. That's when the doctor says you're hepatitis C antibody positive. Your body saw hep C at one point in your life. It doesn't mean you have it currently infected. It doesn't mean you're at the game today. And so for that test, we actually do a viral load test. We check for the actual virus in the blood of the patient. And that lets us know if the patient's at the game today. Are you currently infected? People who are antibody positive but don't have a detectable viral load, they're not at the game, they're cured. They don't have hep C. They're one of the few of the 15 to 45% of people who spontaneously cleared the virus. They're straight. They don't need any treatment. For the people that have a detectable viral load, those are the folks that we need to consider treatment.
Now, you have mentioned that hepatitis C can be transmitted through blood and so forth and so on. Tell us about other ways that it can be transmitted.
Yeah, so like you said, it can be definitely transmitted through injection drug use, right? So if people are sharing injection equipment together, you know, especially syringes, but also cottons, cookers, and other things, people can wind up sharing the infection. There are reports that men who have sex with men, so this is data in Switzerland and from other places, that men who are engaging in sexual relationships can transmit hepatitis C to each other. But sexual transmission of hepatitis C is very, very uncommon. We usually think of it as direct blood, either through the transmission of unscreened blood products or through the use of unsterile injection equipment like with drug users.
So if you have hepatitis C, you get tested, and with the new drug Harvoni around, it is a great possibility that you could be tested to have hepatitis C, but also be cured, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, depending on the data set, we're talking about, you know, 90% of people or so who get treatment are going to get cured. Usually the only reason people don't get cured for the most part is if they struggle to take the medicine every day. The medicine's incredibly effective, and the side effects are so low. I mean, when I did hepatitis C treatment for patients 15 years ago, there were a lot of side effects. And, you know, some of the patients that we were treating early on with sofosbuvir and the medications that make up Harvoni, I was just amazed at the lack of side effects, you know. And I knew people were taking the medicine because we could monitor their viral load and how they were getting rid of the virus. And so it was just really exciting to see people getting cured of hepatitis C with low side effects and able to take medicine. I mean, back in the day, it took 48 weeks and you had less than a 50% chance of cure. Today, it's 12 weeks and 90% chance of cure. I mean, I tell my patients, look, if you could go to Foxwoods and you had a 90% chance of a payout, would you do it?
Right.
And I haven't met anybody who was like, nah, you know, I'm worried about that 10%, right? Everybody was like, yeah, get out of my way, I'm going. And so I think that's one of the messages we want people to know. Don't be afraid to get tested for hepatitis C. It's curable. And the sooner you get tested and the sooner you get cured, the better for your liver. Because your liver is, you know, being attacked by the hepatitis, and it causes inflammation and scarring. And that scarring leads to cirrhosis. And so, we tell people if they have hepatitis C, don't drink any alcohol because alcohol is like jet fuel. It really hypes up the hepatitis and makes the hepatitis do more damage. So we want to encourage people to stay away from alcohol, get treated for their hepatitis C, and if you get treated, you can get cured. And we want to see people cured because if you're cured, you can't transmit it to people that you know. And if you're cured, it can't damage your liver. And
Right.
those are good things. We want people to have healthy livers and live a long life.
Now, Doc, we go to our general practitioner, and normally we get tested for blood sugar and other things. Now, is that something that our doctors should be testing for today? Tell me about that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends to physicians that all baby boomers get tested for hepatitis C. Now, in health centers like the Cornell Scott Health Center, we do universal opt-out testing. So we encourage all of our patients to get screened once a year at their time of their physical for hepatitis C, for HIV, and we check to make sure people have been vaccinated for hepatitis A and B. And we do that because there's just great treatment out there, and we want to give people the information if they're infected so that they can get treated and get the health benefits of treatment. Not every healthcare clinic is going to routinely test all patients for hepatitis C or HIV. If it's something that a patient's concerned about, they should definitely make mention of it to their healthcare provider, so that the healthcare provider can order the appropriate test.
So, regardless of age.
Yeah, I mean, we test people. We test everyone over the age of 18 universally, and we do that because a lot of our patients may be engaging in risk factors like that we've talked about, but may or may not feel comfortable talking to their doctor about some of those risk factors. And so what we don't want to do is miss someone's hepatitis C or miss someone's HIV because somebody was felt uncomfortable having that conversation with their doctor. And we know that sometimes these conversations, it's not easy to tell your doctor, well, I got an unsafe tattoo, or I use drugs, or I engaged in this kind of behavior. People are afraid of being judged. And so we've wanted to make it just a normal part of your healthcare experience because we want people to know that everybody is at risk, right? Everybody has various lifestyle factors, and let's take the fear of being judged out of the equation and let's just test people so people can get the healthcare they need.
Okay, Doc, we're going to get a little political here. Now, there's a new healthcare initiative right now in Congress about our health. Of course, they're trying to repeal Obamacare. And this Harvoni is very expensive, right? Tell me, should we be really talking about this? Are folks going to be able to afford this?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So the hepatitis C treatments are very, very expensive. I mean, some of these medications are $1,000 a pill, right? So they're really expensive medications. And we are concerned that if healthcare legislation changes, that if people are looking to save money, that they may look to cut off hepatitis C treatment or really, really limit it. That's because hepatitis C takes a long time to do damage. It takes around 10 to 20 years. And someone who doesn't drink alcohol, someone who drinks alcohol, it's faster. But, 10 to 20 years to cause cirrhosis, that all that liver scarring. So our fear is that, yes, people will say, well, look, we can wait because, we can't afford these medicines. We're encouraging people right now, while patients have access to hepatitis C treatment, to come in and get tested now. And we're encouraging people that we're identifying now not to wait. And we have been having those conversations with patients that, look, if you wait, you may not be able to access treatment in the future. And so, look, we found this. We should really do something about this now. I actually had that conversation with two people today
Right.
about their hepatitis C.
So, Doc, tell me about a story. Tell me about one of your success stories, without names, of course, about folks who came into you with hepatitis C. You treated them, they took Harvoni, and they are not cured.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of stories. I mean, a patient that I saw, this is years ago now, but she came in. She was on Suboxone treatment. She had a history of opioid dependence, and she had used drugs a long time ago. Was, for all intents and purposes, she would kind of came in, and you would have thought She was your average middle class person who had no drug history, but she had a drug history and gotten hepatitis C, and was really excited. She was super excited that medication was now available. She'd been reading about it and wanting access to it and just hadn't been able to get to it. And we identified her genotype, her viral load. We got her started on treatment. And it was really interesting to walk kind of through treatment with her. She was one of the early patients that had access to the new medications. And what was just so amazing to me was her lack of side effects. Like, she just felt fine the whole time that she was on treatment. And I would have, you know, one day I actually spent like 20 minutes with her asking her a bunch of side effect questions, because I was just amazed that she felt fine. She had no complaints at all. And we, you know, checked her viral load throughout the course of treatment just to make sure, is she taking it? Is it working? Like, what's going on? And it was really exciting to see her both at the end of her treatment have an undetectable viral load, but then 6 months after that, she was still undetectable. So, which in our world means she had a sustained virologic response or was cured from her hepatitis C. And so we've had lots of patients like that. But we treat all patients, right? We've treated homeless patients who are struggling with hepatitis C. We treat substance users. We treat individuals who have depression or anxiety or other mental illness. The goal is, we have effective treatment with Hep C. It works. We want to get it into the people that need it, whatever their background is, wherever they live, whatever their needs are, because we want to get people cured, because it's the best way to help that individual person. But it's also a great way to help the public health. If we can cure all the people in New Haven, then they're not able to, you can't, once you're cured, you can't infect anyone else, right? So if we can cure people, we can help prevent future generations from getting this. So we're wanting to help that person, but we're also wanting to help the future.
Thank you, Doc, for all the information. Now, I just want to share something with the audience out there. I am very familiar with hepatitis C, very familiar with Harvoni, very familiar with some of the early treatments, because, you know, everybody knows pretty much my life story, and I used drugs, you know, back in the day, and I used intravenous drugs, and I ended up with Hep C, and I haven't shared it. The Lord has really touched me and really pushed me to, in fact, tell my story. And my story is like a lot of other people, right? I used drugs back in the day, shared needles, and in fact, got hepatitis C. I lived with it for many years. I took some treatments that did not work, very tough on my body, just as the doc had mentioned. But I remember my doctor telling me that even though those tests didn't work for me, he told me that, in fact, that by me participating in the tests, you know, that in those treatments, that in fact one day they would find a cure. And sure enough, Harvoni came along and I took it. I am not cured, and it is all because my doctor really saved my life. He tested me, and that's why it's so important for us to make sure that we get tested. The folks over here at Cornell Scott Hill Health Center have the ability to test you and to help you. Doc, I want to thank you so much for coming, actually calling in and providing all this information for us.
Exactly right. Any day, even today, come on down. We'll get you tested.
Thank you, Doc, very much. I'm Juan Castillo. This is the Electric Drum. We will see you next week.